Just imagine having a fruitful marriage. Now, how on earth would one measure whether your marriage indeed is fruitful? Well, I think there's no better measure than what we have in Galatians 5:22 when it actually speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. Because when we look at these nine virtues, I think it's a great barometer to say, if my marriage really matters, I would like to take cognizance of what does God's word say in terms of the fruit of the Spirit. Well, it comes and it starts with the word love. From love, it goes to joy. From joy to peace. Peace to patience. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And then it ends in self-control. Now, don't be fooled. All of these virtues, although there's nine different ones, actually is one big fruit that you and I can manifest in our marriage that will really make a difference, that's going to make that lasting difference that you and I so much desire in our marriage. But note that it starts with love. Now, I know that at first, when we saw each other, we fell in like. But if truth must be spoken, to fall in love is a decision. Falling in like is natural because you like the way she laughs. You like the way that she looks at you. You like the way that she throws her hair back. But that's falling in like. But falling in love is a far deeper attraction of deciding to love the person no matter what. And I believe that the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 gives you and I a bit of an insight of what does that love look like? Well, it goes forth to say, joy. So what is the measure of joy that you experience in your marriage? If you can't find moments to laugh together, well, then you are in trouble. Then you want to say to yourself, what do we need to do to break out of this mold and at least have joyful moments? If you can't remember when last you laughed, then have a date and ask yourselves, hey, when last did we giggle together? When last did we laugh uncontrollably? And if you need to watch a funny movie, then do so. But I can tell you one thing, permeating from love into joy, joy will be such an anchor for your love. Always decide to be joyful. Someone gave me a little ceramic with a B on and B-E-E, joyful. I look at that every single day and I challenge myself to be joyful in my marriage. Because you know what? You and I deserve to experience great love through joy in our marriage. Let's bear the fruit. Let's make our marriage matter.